Okay, Rob Clegg, or Robbie Clegg, stadium announcer, Chester Football Club, past 23 years.
So, Robbie, first game back in the Blue Square North for Chester after what have been... It was a turbulent time a few seasons ago. How much does this mean to you?
Well, it means a great deal. I'll have to be careful I don't start getting emotional because, to paraphrase a new word, a journey, since we've been reformed as Chester Football Club, I think we have started a new era for the football club. We've had 2 years as a fan-owned club. This is our third season. And as you obviously know, we've won two championships, which is unprecedented. So, yeah, it's very exciting times at the moment.
Clearly, you're getting quite emotional about being back here, and so am I by the sounds of things as well. Just what does non-league mean to you after everything that you've been through?
Crikey, that is a very good question. It's a very hard one to answer. It means everything because... you look at the fan base that we have. We've increased our attendances now at this level to over 2,500 to 3,000. So it obviously, when this football club almost died, it meant an awful lot to an awful lot of people. And like I say, the support that we're getting and the crowds that we're taking to, I think it answers the question itself. It means everything to the people like me who are just fans who are happy enough to come and work here, you know, on a match day.
What made you want to get involved with the new Chester FC?
Well, I was involved anyway. I've been coming here since I was 10 years old, which is an awful long time. I've been doing this particular job now. This is my 23rd, going into my 24th season. So basically, I've always been involved in and around the football club right from a youngster. I've played, I've coached football teams here through the 12-year-olds, 14s, 16s in the youth setup, which I did about a 14-year stint. So I have actually always been in and around the football club anyway.
So Chester FC, of course, means the world to you. I'm going to say something maybe a little bit controversial. What would your emotions be if Chester didn't exist?
Chester, it didn't exist. It would be very difficult because I'm falling out of love with the Premiership. I do have another team, which I think the fans here know anyway, is Manchester United. And as good as it is to follow a team like that, the money involved now, and you see the way that the players behave, and particularly in this year where we've had the Olympics, and you've seen how sportsmen and women and athletes behave themselves, I think I would find it very difficult. We'd probably attach ourselves to another football team that was maybe local to the area, but really Chester is the only club for me.
That's a great sentiment. Can I get you just to give me your best ever moment in non-league?
Best ever moment, yeah, really, that is tough. I think there have been a few, being a Chester fan, there haven't been a great lot, but yes, we won promotion to the Football League for the very first time, which I duly remember. When we were at Sealand Road. But I think when we lost our home at Sealand Road and we were camped out at Macclesfield for 2 years, were we ever going to come back? This was the first stadium built after the Taylor Report, and I think coming home meant a great deal to everybody. It certainly did to me anyway, so that was a great moment, coming back to Chester.
More than maybe getting promoted back to where you are today?
Well, we were back home and we didn't know if we'd get back home. But yeah, obviously, to where we are today, yeah, I mean, the last two championships that we've won, the Evo Stick Premier, the Evo Stick North, have been great moments, and we've had great days, great times, great fun, great party spirit, and the spirit and atmosphere around here is as good as I've ever known it. So, yeah.
Who's your greatest ever Chester player?
Great, easy one, that one, Derek Draper.
Why?
Derek Draper. He was just an unsung hero. He was a player who just got on with it. He came, he played over 350 games, I think, during our cup run when we got to the semi-final of the League Cup against Aston Villa. He played the first leg, missed the second, and I always say if he'd have played in that second, we'd have gone to Wembley. But yeah, a great all-round player, great ambassador for this, and every time I see him here now, he looks as though he could still play. But Derek Draper, without doubt.